Good evening. It's good to be back. Parshas Tetzaveh, this week's Sedra, the opening Pasuk, the Shmos. Parakhov Zayin Pasuk Chof. It says, V'ato Tetzaveh es B'nei Yisrael v'ikwe lecha shemen zayizoch chosis lama'or lahalos ner tomit. This has to do with the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, V'ato Tetzaveh you, Moshe, should command. Doesn't mention Moshe by name. This is the Sedra where Moshe's name doesn't appear. It's an interesting phenomenon. So the only Sedra from the birth of Moshe and Shmos till Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim, he's a speaker at the beginning, so his name's not mentioned. These are the few Sedras, but these are the only Sedra's name's not mentioned. According to tradition, we have Moshe's Yartzeit at Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar, this year it's a leap year, so we have two Adars, but Zayin Adar, either Zayin Regular Adar or Zayin Adar Aleph, always falls in the week of Tetzaveh. So anyway, his name's not mentioned throughout Tetzaveh and Kisisa. So it says, V'ato Tetzaveh, the week of Tetzaveh and Kisisa. V'ato Tetzaveh is B'nai Yisrael, right? It's command B'nai Yisrael, V'ikwelech Hashem and Zayizach, you should take pure olive oil, pressed, and so on, in order to light the Losner Tomit, to light the menorah on a regular basis. So the... on a consistent basis. So the Balaturim points out on this pasuk, Shmos Parakos Ayin Pasuk Ches, we don't ask for Tetzaveh. The gematria, the word Tetzaveh is Noshim Tzaveh. Command the women. Remez lahadlokas haner l'noshim chova b'shabbat. Here it's talking a pasuk about lighting there in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Nothing to do with Shabbos. It was every night. But he has this remez, the Balaturim has a remez, the word Tetzaveh, the Gematria of Tetzaveh is the same as the words Noshim Tzivah, Noshim Tzaveh, that the remez, a hint, it's a 501 if you want to add it up. So it adds up to the same thing as Noshim Tzaveh or Tzivah, and it's the remez, the fact that women have to light Shabbos candles. Okay, so this gives an excuse to talk about telling you where the Shabbos candles. As many of you know, a number of weeks ago, My daughter got married. I'm not sure. I don't know if it might be the first year since then, or maybe we had one. I forgot it, but it was away for a few weeks. So I want to look into a question regarding Hadlokas Neiros on Shabbos that we're thinking about on that occasion, and that is that after the week of the Sheva Brachas, so she was home for the first time in her apartment and was benching lit. In our family, I think in many families, the tradition is that single girls don't light. Some families they do, the Lubavitchers and others, they light one candle and so on. But that meaning is not that way, so my daughters never lit candles on Shabbos at home, as long as they were not living in our home. My wife lived by herself. So that was going to be her first time lighting Shabbos candles as a married woman, to light Shabbos candles. So do you make the bracha of Shechiyano or not? It's her first time doing the mitzvah, should you make the bracha of Shechiyano? So that's the question I'd like to... So let's see. So that's the question. Should a girl, should a kala who's lighting Shabbos candles for the first time, should she make the bracha of Shechiyano? She'll make the bracha of Adonai Shabbos. But should you make the bracha of Shechiyano as well? So there is a Gemara in Mesechus Menachos. So this question starts off. It's not necessarily a Hadlokas Neiros on Shabbos question. It's a question at any time. Let's say a person is doing a mitzvah, boy is putting tefillin on for the first time. Yeah, same shalot, right? Or any other mitzvah person is doing for the first time. So there is a Gemara in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara says, Nisanya, it's Menachos Dav Ayin Hey Amid Beis. It says, Nisanya, Hoya Omeid Umakriv Menachos B'Yushalayim, Omer Baruch Shechiano V'Kimono. Somebody is saying, let's see. So that, yeah. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but that's what it means. So Rashi, what's going on here exactly? So it says, Haya Omeid Umakriv Menachos B'Yushalayim, says Rashi, Kagon Shelo Hikriv Kohen Zeh Adayin Mincha Miyomo. This Kohen, he was never offered a Korban Mincha. It never fell to his lot to offer the carbon mincha, right? Haya omeid, the lashon of the Gemara is haya omeid umakriv menachos b'Yushalayim. So according to Rashi, it's his first time ever doing it. So it says he make the bracha of shechiyanu, right? That's what Rashi says. And then he says, oh shehikriv mincha chadasha, he's going mincha saomer, or he's bringing the first mincha of the new crop, the mincha saomer, omer kohen shechiyanu. So Rashi has two different possibilities. According to the first possibility, that directly relates to our question, because it applies to this Gemara, that if this Kohen never did the mitzvah of being Makar and Karban Mincha before, now he's doing it for the first time, and it's all good. Rashi didn't say that. Good. Hold the thought. That's Rashi over here. It just says, again, the first Pshat, Kigon Shalom, Hikud Kohen Zeh Adayim Mincha Miyomov. Then another possibility, Oshu Hikud Mincha Chadosh, he was just bringing the first Mincha of the season. You know, he was bringing the first Mincha offering of the season, of the new crops. That's the carbon mincha, the second day of Pesach, is when you is the first carbon offered from the new barley, the new grain, the new barley crop. So that's the mincha ha'omer. So the Kohen says the bracha of shechel, and that's how Rashi learns. In Maseches Menachos, on the bottom of the page, you have Rashi Ksav Yad, a different manuscript of Rashi. So here Rashi says a little differently. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the Menachos again, Hayim Heyman Beis. Rahaya Omeid Kohen Shalohedi Mincha Bishonazu. He had not yet brought the Mincha in this particular year. Not that he never brought it in his life. He hadn't brought it in a year. His turn didn't come around for the year. Then Lishna Achrina, but another possibility is, it's not talking about the Kohen at all. It's talking about the Yisrael, the Jew who's bringing. The Jew doesn't come in that far into the base of Mikdash to offer the carbon. Lishna Achrina Yisrael Shalohedi Mincha Miyamov. So according to the first pshat in the regular Rashi, according to the second pshat in the Rashi Ksav Yad, we're talking about somebody, whether it's the Kohen of the Yisrael, who never brought the Mincha, which would have direct bearing on our topic. According to the other gears, the other explanation, have no bearing on us whatsoever. It's the first carbon of the new season, or it's the first of the his first term for the year, but it's not necessarily the first time ever. So two possibilities in Rashi. But we'll, both according to the regular Rashi or Rashi Ksav Yad, we have a possible raya for our issue. Now Tosus, the Omasu Haya Omid and Makri, there in Menachos Ayin Haman Beis, Tosus disagrees with Rashi. He says, Pirish Bekuntris, Koin Shalo Hevi Mincha Bishono Zu. That's what's printed in the Ksav Yad Rashi. The Tosus does not comment, that's what they say on the side of the page. Whoever edited the side of the page says, Befirish Rashi Shalvaino Eino. That's not what appears in our Rashi, but it does appear in the Ksav Yad Rashi. That the later a person added in, Ayin Rashi Ksav Yad. So, what Tosa is quoting from the Ksav Yad, the manuscript Rashi, is printed on the bottom of the page. But anyway, so Tosa has a few kashas. Sounds like it's not talking about the Yisrael. Anyway, at the end, Tosa says, V'nir Lefarish, Delefi Shahayu Mishmoros Mishadshos Mishalfos. There were 24 mishmaros. The Kohanim, you know, you didn't need so many. Not every Kohen was in the Beis HaMikdash every day. How many Kohanim do you need? There weren't so many Karbanas. During the Sholos, yeah, the Mishnah is in Tanis, right? There was seven. Now, the truth is that with the Sholos of Golan time, then you needed all hands on deck. A lot of people coming and bringing Karbanas. But during the course of the year, so Stama, Tuesday and Thursday in February, you know, there weren't too many people there necessarily. And so you had the Kohanim were divided into shift as the Mishnah is in Tanis described. There were 24 shifts by family, and then each family was further subdivided into another group. Anyway, so 24, so there are 52 weeks in the year. So how, you work 2 weeks out of the year, the coin was in the base, leading out the Shoshu Gom. 2 weeks out of the year, the coin was in the base on Mikdash. So there,
less.
Huh?
It's less. Been more than 24
Well, they divided into these 24, and then they were further subdivided. So it's a question, I don't know how often each person got. But that's what Tosa says. The Fisha Hayu Mishmaros Mischachos Mischachos Pamayim Bishana. Ulcho Mishmara Hayu Bate Avos. It's further divided into family units. Nimtzu Shalom Akriven Al Shnei Yom Bishana came out. Very possible. Coin served in the Beis Hamikdash 2 days out of the year. You know. So Uzman Kavula Hem Lahakriv Lachatzi Shana Yom Echad. You had a fixed time every half a year. Then it's like another mitzvah that comes regularly. Let's say my day is Tuesday, the 3rd of Adar, whatever. Okay, so, and Tuesday the 3rd of whatever, it'll be Shvat, or whatever it is. So, whatever it is, it's, you know, every half a year. So when my turn comes, I make a Shechiano. If that's the case, that really doesn't have bearing on our question, because it's not talking about the first time.
That's
like a regular Shechem HaMitzvah. It comes up every once in a while, you know. So that's according to the Tosus over there, Menachos Dav Ayin Hei, of Ayin Hei Beis. What's interesting is, this same sugya appears in Brochus, on Dav Lamed Zayin Hei Beis, in Brochus. The Mishnah quotes the same, the Gemara rather, quotes the same Brisa, you know, with understanding of Yerushalayim. Let's find it here. Lamed Zayin and Beis. Lamed Zayin and Beis. So there also, it's the same thing. It says, Tanya Haya Omer the Makar Menachos Shvayim Omer Baruch Shechem Mekanah. Spells it out a little further here. It says Omer Baruch Shechayano the Kimono the Gano Asman Hazeh. That still doesn't have Shem Makos printed, but it extends a little bit. Okay, so there in Brachos on the Lamed Zayin Beis, Rashi says. Just find it.
I would assume he says the same thing.
Yeah, not exactly. Not quite exactly. He says, Hoya here, he says, one of it's the same as one of the pshatim that we had in Menachem. We had several different pshatim. He had two pshatim in the regular Rashi and two in the Ksav Yad. He said, Hoya Yisrael Omeid. Here he brings the pshat that the Jew, it goes on to Yisrael, the person who bought and paid for the carbon. Hoya Yisrael Omeid, Umakriv Menachos, meaning, V'nosna l'koin makriv, he brought, he gave the mincha offering, the flower offering to the coin to offer it. Omer Baruch Shechanu, Im lohevi menachoze yomim rabim. If he did, you saw, hadn't brought in many days. Again, he's coming for the first time in many days. So that's the Rashi in Brachas. It doesn't say anything.
It's still repetitive.
Yeah, but it does not bring that pshat that it's the first time you ever brought it. That Rashi in Brachas doesn't say. Tosis there in Brachas. Ramzana Bey says, Haya omer the makar menachos, Pirish Rashi. Balabayis, Hamisnadev Mincha. And he says, the Docha Gola, it says the same objections he has over the Menachos. Can't be talking about the Yisrael, it's talking about the Kohen, and so on. So he says, V'nire, the Bekohen ha'omeid lahakri rishon b'mishmarto. V'chov dal mishmaros ha'o, v'chol Shabbos mishchadeshes mishmar acheres. In Cain, kol mishmar ene mishamaris, ela beis pon v'shona. V'kevet shesham zman kavua, Mevarchin Shechayana. The low Kapirish Rashi the Menachos the Mari Bekoin Shalom Hikri Me'olam. Here Tosas outright objects to what Rashi says in Menachos. Tosas in Brachas says the low Kapirish Rashi the Menachos the Mari Bekoin Shalom Hikri Me'olam. It's not talking about Kohen never brought. Kohen could have brought many times, but not that year, not that cycle. So that's the Tosas consistent. Tosas is consistent in Brachas what he says in Menachos. Again, according to Tosas, it would seem not to have really any bearing on our discussion, because he says the favor. So we're not talking about a guy who never brought a carbon M in his life.
It sounds interesting. You look, yeah. They said that it's not kavua.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something about that having a time frame.
Yeah, well, that makes it like
waiting to get to.
Yeah, so right.
That just something you did
pops up. Yeah. Right. So we'll see. That's
now
a good point. Yeah.
If you do it repetitively.
No, because we'll see that. Well, let's just see. Okay, we'll see in a second. We'll see something relevant to momentarily. But again, because you could argue that the whole mitzvah of Shechiyano is when, as you say, you're waiting to anticipate it, and it comes at a specific time. We think about it like Yontif comes at a specific time. And right. No, you're waiting for this time. Right. That's the Parshat Shad and what Tosas is saying. So if you take a look at the Rambam, it's interesting. The Rambam does not really hold like either. Well, it'll come out like one of the days in Rashi. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tridim Musafim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yudches. Tridim Musafim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yudches. He says, Perek Zayin is the Perek in Hilchos Tridim Musafim, the last few halachas are about Tzuras Omer. That's where the Rambam has the din of Tzuras Omer. So a few halachas earlier, in Halacha Yudches, he writes, V'chol ha-makriv mincha min ha-chodosh t'chila v'orach shechiyano. He said it's got nothing to do with the first time. It's the first person to bring the korban mincha from that year's chodosh, from the new grain. The first coin whoever brings from that.
Not the next guy who brings.
No, v'chol ha-makriv mincha min ha-chodosh t'chila. Well, oh, is it talking about every person who brings from the first? I don't think so. I'm not sure now. It's actually a good question.
First time of the year?
I thought it means the first carbon. Yeah, I mean the carbon omer. Maybe not. So he's talking here in this. I mean, this whole perek. Again, this perek ends with the three halachas in the Rambam about the mitzvah asay siras omer. And the whole perek is talking about most of the perek is talking about the bringing of the carbon omer. And so that's why I thought it meant the person who brings the carbon omer, that coin. Now he makes shechiyano on the carbon omer because it's the first offering. From that, and again, that comes in the yearly cycle. That's the first grain offering from the new grain, the new harvest. I don't think
that's
it
only
means
once a year.
Right, correct. But he was Loshon's Kala Makriv Mincha Min HaChodesh, and that can't be. It must mean just the first person. Anyway, the Kesef Mishnah writes That's the pshat, and he says udalo kapirish Rashi v'hatosis. He's not really like Rashi or Tosis. Okay, Tosis says that it was when you came in your shift, you know. And Rashi said it's the first time, whatever, first time ever. The Rambam is not really like either. That's the case Mishnah points out. The Rambam is not really like Rashi or Tosis. He is like one day in Rashi. We had that one sheet in Rashi that it was ever brought the carbon for the first time. Anyway, that's the sheet of the Rambam. And again, according to the Rambam, this will also not have any bearing on our discussion. Now, so the question now becomes again, what's the story? Let's get back. So do you make a shechus according to Rashi, at least one day in Rashi? You have taka some kind of a hint or the possibility that in fact the first time you do a mitzvah, you make a shechianum. So there's a Tosefta in Brachas, Perek Vov, Halacha Tezvov. I'll find here quickly. Tosefta in Brachas Perek Vov, Halacha Tezvov. But the Tosefta writes, he doesn't talk about the Shabbos candles, but he does talk about other mitzvahs. And it says, Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo. The guy puts his lulav together before Sukkot. So, Omer Baruch Shigyon Lazman Hazeh. Ukshu notlo, Omer Alatil's lulav. And we take down the Sukkot itself to make the Baruch Hamas lulav. You make the Shechon and first put the lulav together before Sukkot, because you're excited about the lulav. Then you put the lulav together before Sukkot, so you make the bracha then.
But the sukkah,
we don't do it that way. But this is what the Tosefta says. Ha'osa tzitzis la'atzmo. Person makes tzitzis. Omer baruch shechanu and so on. And then kushim yisatim. When you put them on, then you make the bracha. Tzitzis means a talam. We put it on. You say the satik with tzitzis. Ha'osa tzum la'atzmo. Omer baruch shechanu. Kushim manichan. Omer shekish manich tzulim. Okay. So in all these cases, Tosefta does seem to Tosefta. And Brachas Perek Vav Halacha Tezvav does seem to say when you do something perhaps for the first time, you do make a bracha of Shechiano. That's the possible implication of the Torah. Well, it doesn't say. It could be even, but it's certainly not necessarily Mizman Lizman. It's not a fixed time. I happen to be getting new Pertzos. I can get it when I'm 82 also. Right? But, you know, but it certainly would seem, for one could possibly learn from this Tosus, that in fact it means, something new or new mitzvah, right? That's what the possible ramification of this Tosefta. What's interesting, though, is that the Tosus in Menachos, not in the Sigurul learning, but earlier in Menachos, on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, in Menachos, Dira Masel the Ilu top Tos on a page. So talking about there the Tefillin, that's Perek Atchilas, what sits in Tefillin. So it says over there. Uvet in the middle of Tosis, it's a short Tosis, the Masel Ilu. It says, Uvet Tosefta de Brachos Perek Vav, Tani Ha'osa Titzis La'atzma Rach Shechiyanu. And Uvet Perek Haroa Nami Omer Da'och Da'akelim Chadoshim Rach Shechiyanu. When you buy new garments and so on, you also will make a Shechiyanu, new clothes. And Mechain Kosev of Shura Gon, okay. This one of Shura Gon. What's interesting is that in Os Yud, in certain Mesechus, like Menachos, the Shita Mekumbetz is printed on a page. A brief, not the long sheet of Mekubetz like we have in certain Masechtas, but there's a sheet of Mekubetz that's printed on the page. So the same author, I think. It says, in Os Yud Beis, Shechiyanu, quotes a little different girsa. It says, Rav Shira Gon Kosov, Delo Samchin Alo. We don't paskin like this Tosefta, that you make your Shechiyanu, you put your little tefillin, when you make your tzitzit, you make your tefillin. The Ein Mevarchin Shechiyanu, Rak Midover Habo, Mizman Lizman, you said. So you're Mechavin to Rav Shira Gon, as per the sheet of Mekubetz. No, we don't make a bracha. So according to this, even if you want to say that this Tosefta is perhaps an argument that you should make a Shechiyanu the first time you do the mitzvah, the implication of the Shechiyanu mitzvah is this version of what Tosus quotes in Rav Shira Gon, is that it's not true, that it may be in the Tosefta that you do to Paschal that way. So that's not going to do much for us either.
Time span,
that's what it looks like. Well, yeah, that's what it looks like. Now, again, we do have a
knockout lighting. I
assume
you had this ready before she
came
in.
I was doing the research before. I knew the minig is not those. Well, I'm full of beans here, but I mean, well, the minig is good, but I'm just trying to go through the inyanim. So there is a comment to the Sefer Rokeach, who's one of the Shalom Rokeach. Calls the Sefer Rokeach. His name was Elozer, so you know he's the one who quotes the tradition that many people after him followed.
That at the beginning of your practical era.
I'm out of quarter, yeah.
In your Hakdamah, you can't
say that. The Sefer Keach, good, you know what I wrote.
I know.
The Sefer Keach is, I think, the earliest source for this minig that many people, when they write a Sefer, they hint at their name in the title of the Sefer. Sometimes it's an obvious thing, you know, sometimes the name is, you know, the part of the guy's name. I don't know, the Chidor is all these Sfarim.
That's
the top of the right? Yoel is the name. Igros Moshe, I have the name. The Chidor had a lot of names. Chidor was called Chaim Yosef David. He had three names. He could write a lot of Sfarim. He had three names to work with. And he did write a lot of Sfarim. So he has, you know, the Bikur Yosef and Chaim Shaul and I think he has something, Pnei David or something, a lot of names. So that, I think that's the Taz. But the also called David. But anyway, but be that as it may, so the Rokech, because Rokech in Gematria Zelozer. That he's Murray Wright in his Akhtom. He's Maram is his name in the title. Anyway, I'd say that even the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch also, his Gavakar, Elam, and Boko was Boris, but that was also a Gamacha, Yosef Ben Ephraim, or something like this. Like, Gamacha.
Rahmedel is.
Me? Yeah, the Gamacha, yeah. Anyway, some people do it. But anyway, getting back to what our topic is, off the subject. But the Sefer of Kerach, it owes to Shin Ayin Aleph. Shin Ayin Aleph. Has a little essay on Shechiyano. So one of the things he says at the very beginning is Shechiyano, Rabbi, I'm not sure what it is, Yaakov or something, Meshapir, Zatal, writes, Kol Mitzvah Shizmana Kavua. Any mitzvah is a fixed time. O Kol Mitzvah She'al Ha'odam La'asos V'lo Aso O Mitzchanech L'chatchila. He says, either a mitzvah that comes to the fixed time, and you'll come out of the fixed time, or a mitzvah that a person has an opportunity to do, but he's never done before. O Mitzchanech L'chatchila, he's now doing it for the first time. Tzorach L'vorach Shechiyonu. So he sounds like Rashi. He, by the way, is a Mitzchanech, you know, he so inducts himself into this mitzvah for the first time. Right, does he dedicate himself, or he inducts himself, inaugurates the performance the first time? Tzorach Levarach Shechanos. That's like Rashi, like that. That's like the other Gerson in Rashi, but was on the Vayin Hay, which says you do make the bracha.
There's no bearing on the time.
Right, because there's two things. No, either mitzvah shezmana kavua. Oh, he has two. So he has both possibilities. So at least according to Rakev, we have another Rishon who's a chaver to Rashi to that version of Rashi. Then he says something else. While kol dover so simcha v'ano liprokim and then it's tzorach levarach shechanu. Anything which comes periodically, and you get benefit from new fruits or whatever you say shechanu. But that's the rokeach. So again, we do have another rishon who agrees with Rashi. However, the fact of the matter is that most of the rishonim are not like that. Most of the rishonim hold like Tosus that there is no such case in the Gemara. Okay, so for example the Rashba. Right, but that's a chon rokeach. Yeah, you'd make the bracha for sign of the mitzvah. That would be in our case too. But and that's like Rashi. But most assume not that way. The chidush Rashba and that sugyan brachas lamed zayin on the base do asa hoya omeid. He says yesh mi sheomer. That's Rashi, right? The ma'ariv menachos is not in shein megillah. It's not a menachos tadir. He says you know near it's not talking about the Yisrael. It's talking about the chon. Some of the same objections that Tosus has. And therefore, they says the Rashba says the time of Yisrael Shom Esim Ve'Arba Mishmoros Ve'Ein Mischatzus Yosef Mishtei Parnas Shalom Ve'Kevin Sheish Lam Zman Kevin. Listen, to Lashon Rashba says it straight out. The Kevin Sheish Lam Zman Kavua Mevarach Shechiyano. That's like Tosus. The Rashba is like Tosus, and many other Rishonim like that. Also, Tosa Rosh over there in Brachas again the same daf Lamed Zanim Beis Dilmas Ha'Haya Omed. He quotes the parish of Rashi. It is below near, it's not right.
It's like you lived another cycle to do it.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. And Hilchach near the Bechol, Mincha Shekhan Mark, Bechain Kozem, Warshagano, Bechain Shom Tosefta, why? The Bishar Shom Chofta, Mishmaros, Mishalfos, Pamayim, Bishama, the Kaven Sheishlam's man, Kabua, Bechach Shekhano. So the same Washington as Rashbo. So most of Rishonim hold again, I have so the Rokeach, who does seem to agree with. I said the Rashi, but that again would seem to be the minority opinion. Now this Shaila was actually addressed to the Rambam. There's one version of the Chuvas Rambam called Shaul's Chuvas Rambam Per Hador. Okay, so the Per Hador volume. Oh yeah, yeah. So they put out the Per Hador with the Hagolos of Rabbi Yosef, among the many other things Actually, it's his son, but I put it out of Dovid Yosef. But anyway, so in Siman Mem Tes of the Chuvas Haram in the Parador version, he was asked the following. Im tzorach b'kriyas ha-mezuzah, you're putting a mezuzah up for the first time, I bought a new house. O ba'es levishas ha-tfilin v'atalas, palm rishona. V'gam im hechlif ha-mezuzah, enech ha-cheres. V'chein nechtechu ha-tfilin v'enech ha-mezuzah, he got rid of the old tfilin, got new ones. All these shalom, tzitzis. V'chein kol shar ha-mezuzah, im tzorach l'varach zman olad. The Rambam says this question. Again, not about lift mention, but there's other examples. So the Rambam quotes the Tosefta, that we mentioned. I mean, and again, the footnotes are very extensive. It mentions the Rokeach and the Tosefta, everything that I just told you. Amr Tosefta, Kol HaMitzvos Mevarach Alem Shegiyano, Aho Salo V'Atzmo Mevarach Shegiyano. It's on, although he quotes the whole Tosefta. And he says, B'Sham Amru, okay, and it also says over there, and that's the... another Tosefta, which is what the Gemara is quoting, but the Gemara we mentioned Menachos and Brachos said Batanya, it's a Tosefta and Brachos Parakei Halacha Kol Gimel. Hoya Makar Menachos Yishlaim Varav Varach Shano, Hoya Makar Zvach Yishlaim Varach Shano, etc. And you know, the whole thing. Nimtzeinu Lemeidin, Shebechol HaMitzvos Mevarach Alein Betchilas Asiyos and Shachiyano. Can learn from that Tosefta that by all mitzvahs, the first time you ever do it, you make the Brach of Shachiyano. That's the Pasha Pshat. Okay? And that's what the Rambam says. And then he says, the HaMitzvos Yischalku. Sounds like that. But then he says as follows, the HaMitzvos Yischalku Bazel Lishlosha Chalokim. There are three categories of mitzvahs, says the Rambam. The Hainu. Kol mitzvahs asay, bain shel Torah, bain shel Divrayim, whether midirayis or derabbanan, hatuyim bizman, which depend upon the arrival of a particular time. Kesukah, v'shofar, v'lulav, v'nechanakah, v'kemegillah, v'adai tzarech l'varach ha'en shechiyanu. That's for sure you say Shechano, Zeb Poshet. That's
one category.
One, two. V'achelek Hasheni. Kol mitzvah asher chayav ba kol odom tomid. Okay? Any mitzvah that a person has to do on a, you know, regularly, to go and sit this with tulam, mezuzah, or makeh, v'adai tzarech levarach b'pam rishona Shechiyano. He says the first time you do make a Shechiyano. Why? Then he throws a monkey on. Shekol echad me'elah he mitzvah shem kinyan lo. Because these are all mitzvahs where you've acquired something, a pair of tzitzit tefillin. V'lo tehei zeh zepchusa mikona kelim chadoshim or bonam bayis chadosh. What's the difference? I buy new shirts, I buy new tzon. It sounds like perhaps it's not the mitzvah element, but rather it's the simcha, just like I buy a new suit. You make a shechiyano, those who do say buy a new pair of tzon. Why should I buy a new tzon? Worse than buy a new car or whatever, a new house, right? So that's what the... what he says over here. Ulazeh Amru, and that which it says in the Brisa, or in the Tosefti problem, means Chachiyuv Hazman, or Tizal Tzun, Koshom, or Kol Zrachman, and Shechiyano. Okay? And then he says, so there's a Shechiyano. Now, if that's the case, perhaps we would not be able to extend it, unless maybe she's making a Shechiyano on the Leichter. She gets, usually the mother-in-law buys a new Leichter, right? So she gets a beautiful new, but let's leave that out for a minute. Let's say, but, you know, she's on the mitzvah lukas nefesh per se. It sounds like she would not make the bracha according to this.
In
the third category,
you have the simcha of the new thing.
Yeah, new acquisition. New acquisition. Yeah.
Just like near Chanukah, it is dependent on the month. It's every week.
No, but that's
every week. It's my Shabbos.
Yeah, right. I hear that, but
why
still,
later,
right? Okay, I hear. But that doesn't seem to be that way in the Rambam. Then he writes a third category. He says, "Achelak Ashlishi, who call mitzvah shelo tikra tamid, kim lefamim." A mitzvah doesn't happen all the time, and it comes up sometimes. Gam lo lechol odom, not necessarily everybody. Kim leechad taba mitzvah yom va'achar la'achar zman. You know, it may come to you today and to me some other time. Olo talagam, they'll never have it. What's the example? Well, he says, you make a shechiyano. So you might have it, I may never have it. In fact, I didn't have it. My oldest child was a girl. So, the remarry of Mortz or whatever, I know people have done the mitzvah pidyon ben twice because they had married their second marriage. Also had a firstborn boy. But let's say I never did the mitzvah pidyon ben. So, Aviyah ben Rosh Tal, Shein shechiyano. And say, according to the Rambam, Amila, meaning Ashkenazim, we don't make Shechiyano Amila.
Sardim
do, yeah. The Rambam says so. Meaning Yerushalayim, even Ashkenazim do. Okay. I remember once I was at a bris here in Bnei Yeshurim. So it was Ashkenazim. And the Mal, well, they said Shechiyano.
So I remember, so I looked a little bit surprised. Some guy really was. It must have been a guest. He said, what are you surprised? Meaning Yerushalayim. So I said, I didn't realize it was Yerushalayim. I thought I was in Phoenix. But anyway, so what Rama said in Milavar, I said, those are examples of mitzvahs which come occasionally, not necessarily on certainly not on a consistent basis, not everybody, not everyone at the same time. They also make Shechiyona. Okay, anyway, and he says, why should there be any difference in Mila and Pidyon HaBen? That's another discussion. But anyway, he goes off on that a little bit. Then he says, Mekan nira bevir shetar vada shechano. Okay. Ukshanovin elu shlosha chalukim. We see these three things, right? These three cases. Nira kivivadai hamafrish chala utruma umayser. Vechein tomei shetoval lo yivarach shechano mitzuzu. The ena bechlal elo ashlosh shalom sharmanu. The mitzvah like kafroshes chala taken from his hamayz even the first time, the tomei shetoval the first time also it doesn't fall into any of the three categories. Okay, it doesn't fall into any of the three categories. What's that? Yeah. So again, the first thing is right. And it's not something that comes every once in a while, you know.
No, because when you want it.
Right. Well, we'll see.
When you do it,
yeah. Anyway, so that's the Rambam. So that's what he says.
We're still stuck with the candle.
So we still don't necessarily. We have a possible point from the Rambam that you would light up candles also, but he does say with the twill and the tzitzis movie requires that even a makkah requires. You have a new fence. What do you have when you have candles? So you don't necessarily have a raya from the candles from that Rambam. In the Yad HaChazon, the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah.
The
candlesticks, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you could argue
right,
there.
If you got the present 6 months ago.
Right, then that's a further question. When do you have the real happiness? When you get it or use it? Different
use
problem.
It or when you got it?
Different problem, different question. Anyway, the Rambam writes as follows.
Really
Perk, Yud Aleph.
Like
you're excited about it, I thought so, yeah. Anyway, in the Rambam in Perk, Yud Aleph, Vilchus Brochus. Perk, Yud Aleph. Brochus halachot tes. No, we still we'll get there. We'll get there. The Rambam writes per good aleph halachot tes.
Yeah, you're gonna find this one.
I gotta find the Rambam first.
No, I don't mean how you. Oh, okay. How are you gonna drain?
Yeah,
let's see.
He said Rambam writes kol mitzvah shehi mizman lizman kagon shofar mesukah lulav mikra migulay chanukah v'chein kol mitzvah. Here he says even more clearly to eliminate. It's very similar to the tshuva. I mean, by the same person.
Zman doesn't mean week to week?
No, Zman means from time to time. Like again, you could go and show for a sukkah. It comes at a fixed time.
Well, two. Shabbos comes at a fixed time?
Yeah, okay, yeah, an economy. So elsewhere, I think the Rokeh Hal says 30 days is the...
30 days.
Some say that.
Yeah, if you don't see a person in 30 days.
Based on that same day.
Right.
So anyway, v'chein, and they say the second thing. V'chein kol mitzvah mitzvashi kinyan lo. Second category is a mitzvah which you acquire something. Okay. Anyway, that's the Rambam. So again, the same as the Tshuva, but that's not going to help us with our issue. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah.
Well, the Rambam was inspired, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's as far as to do with Mila.
There's
yeah.
another reason why the inspired maybe followed that.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. By Mila, yeah, absolutely. The Kesef Mishnah there in Perkinav Alachates writes, the Fisharo, Rambam was, why did the Rambam categorize this? Because he's bothered, as we all are. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Fisharo, Rabbeinu, Ktas Mitzvah Shemvachan Shechenu, Uktas Shemvachan. We're trying to understand, why is the minute sometimes you say Shechenu, and don't say what's not right, exactly. So therefore, Baalitain Tamadover. And then therefore we want to come and categorize. And he brings Raias in the Gemara, that the Rambam is correct. That's the Kesef Mishnah over there. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the following, Aruch Chaim Simen Chof Beis. Sif Aleph, they only use one Sif in that Simen. Simen Chof Beis, yeah. Simen Chof Beis, Sif Aleph. Kona Talis. Kona Talis. You bought a Talis. You also bought Tzitzis, okay, and you put on the Tzitzis, huh? Mivarach Shechiano, you say Shechiano.
You didn't put on the Talis.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. All right, because you first bought it, that's what he said before. But the point is, Mivarach Shechiano, why? The lo gara mikelim chadoshim. It's no different than by any other new garment from which you say Shechiano. Okay, then he says, you say there are more rights. Bimlo berach b'shas asiyosa.
Then
berach b'shas itu prishon. If you didn't make it when you first, you didn't make the shachar, you first put the tzitzis on, then you make it when you, you know, when you first wrap yourself in it. So it's interesting. That's the mechaber. So mechaber
so
also seems to say that you're out with the candlestick. Again,
no, the candlestick should fit in here. You got the candlesticks early.
Let's leave the candlesticks out of the picture. The mechatana said didn't buy the candlesticks yet. They're still coming on order. Anyway. The Taz, there in Sukkot and Aleph, writes the following. He quotes his Tosefta, he quotes the Beis Yosef, seems to disagree. Anyway, it's a long, not so long, but anyway, he says later on, he says, just find it. The Machlokes, whether the tour is like the Rambam or not, that's not our topic now, but then he says, Ukvar Nifsak Halacha, Psukal Kaman, the Mavarach Makavadosh, Mitam Shakaz Beis Yosef, fine. Umikol Mokum, he says, Bein betzitzis, bein betillin, yesh levarach bepam rishono shemavarach aleim shechiyano. The Taz Paskin is the first time you do say shechiyano. Now, could be that's only because it's an acquisition. That's the pashup shot. But then he says, kemo shekosav haramah biyoredeya simchof ches le'inyan kisi adam. Like there are more rights by the mitzvah kisi adam. We'll get to it in a second. Umina, says the Taz, L'chol mitzvah she'odam oseh b'pam rishon v'varach shechiyano. All mitzvahs. And now that will include perhaps halakas neiros on Shabbos. Because although the posh pshat and the chaber is kon, it's only an acquisition, and certainly that's what the Rambam says both in the Tshuva and in the Mishnah Torah, that that's that middle category, that there was an acquisition, which wouldn't include Shabbos candles leaving out the candlesticks, right? But the Taz extends, it says mefurish. He says, Umino, from here we learn, L'chol mitzvah she'adam osa b'pam rishon b'varach shechiyano. So that's the Taz. That's what it says. Okay. Well, he's understanding that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. But he's disagreeing with that Rambam that it's, you know, it's only because of an acquisition. That's what he understands. But that's what the Taz says. And he refers to this Rambam in Yeredeya Simen Chav Ches. So, let's take a look in Yeredeya Simen Chav Ches. Okay. By the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam, when you shech the Chaya, not by Korban, but even not by Korban, you shech the Chaya. Okay, Chaya will translate that as a non-domesticated animal. Or an oaf, as opposed to behemoth, so you have to, the mitzvah of Chaya, you have to cover the blood with the dirt, with earth. So the mitzvah called Kiseh Dam. It's a regular mitzvah, make a bracha. I've done that before with the, we have to, once in a while, after kaparis, with the chickens. So we go to the side and you shech the chicken, I do the mitzvah. Yeah, if he has time, he's not, I've done it a few times. I thought it one time. We did the kaparis, and somehow he had to go someplace else to put these chickens into my garage. You know,
they're still
clucking. They were still alive. We hadn't shech them. Somehow my wife came home early and was not delighted to wire the chickens in my garage. You know, she's a litvak. She does kaparis with money. Not interested in this whole meeting. But anyway, so it says like this in Simon Chav Ches. Crazy talk. All right. Oh boy. Especially now I'm looking for a page. Anyway, that's the mitzvah Kisa Adam. So let's read it as soon as we get the lights. We'll get the lights back. We'll look in the Rambam.
Yeah, certainly no simcha.
Yeah, not only that. That's the point is that there's no acquisition either. You can't compare that to Talos and Tzilin, right? So,
and it's not done in any...
Luzman, right?
Right.
So,
it's the first time you're doing it.
Right. Oh, so that's the Taz's Raya. So here it is. The din is in Yoredei Simen Chof Chesiv Beis. The Mechaber writes, Chayav Levarach Kodem Sheikhasa Sheikhachan Zalal Al Kisa Dam Ba'Offer. That's the Lashon of the Baruch, Al Kisa Dam Ba'Offer. Says the Ramo, Chagor, Mi Sheshachat Pam Harishon. A guy is Shech for the first time, he's a new Shechet. Mevarach Shechar Al Kisui. Now, Avalo Al Ashchit, you don't make a Shechar Al Ashchit. Why? The Mazik Liberia, an animal is suffering. It's interesting, they bring the same reason as to why we Ashkenazim don't make Shechar on the Mila. Shechiano's in the simcha. It's very nice that we're all happy when I have bagels with the baby screaming his brains out because he's hurt. Right? So you don't make a shechiano with tzara denuka. The child is in pain. Okay, that's Ashkenazim. Don't do it. But that's a similar idea over here. The animal, you know, we're very happy, but the animal's not so happy. So anyway, but the point is that Allah does bring this din. That's why by Shechita you don't make a Shechita. It's a technicality. The implication being you'd even make it by Shechita. the first time you shech. Technically, we don't say shechera by shechita. The animal is suffering. Right, whatever. But as far as the kisadam, you do. The shach on this sieve, the long sieve cotton hay, he says, kisadam is a mitzvah and so on. And he has
because
we come to the candles. Yeah. Okay, but I don't understand. He says, Hogabit tzitzis, kind of like the Emorach Shechiano. Elin Kona Beger Chodosh. Tzitzis, we only make a Shechiano because you bought a new thing. And it's not based on the mitzvah, it's based on a new acquisition. Right? With Mitam, the Kona Kenim Chodoshim. Kemosh is born in the. But also tzitzis, Beger Yoshon. Let's say you have an old garment and the tzitzis ripped. You're just tying new tzitzis. Yeah, the garment is an old garment, but it's still in good shape, and the tzitzis string's ripped. Happens all the time. So people put new strings on. So then he says, "Ain't a rach shechiano there." And he quotes the Rishonim and the Poskim who say that. Okay, and he says furthermore, he says that there are Rishonim and Tosfos. He quotes, "The ain't a rach and shechiano at tzitzis tum mishum de lo tiktu shechiano a mitzvah sheish po simcha." Okay, and Kisadam is this great simcha by Kisadam. He finds it hard. There's a whole drasha that Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi offer of Eifer," says the remez to the. But okay, Eifer is Eifer par and offer is a so. There's a whole drasha which he quotes. But anyway, he says, and oh, nira dafil haRambam, and he said even the Rambam, who says we just read it, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos. This is all the shachet in Kornei. He said, "Perek Yavam was brachah. The brachah shechem atzitz tefillin. How do we time it? The cost of shom in neishem mitzvah shem kinyan lo. Even the Rambam who says you make on tzitz and tefillin, that's only because there's some kinyan there. Mashagena came to kisa. Then he says, 'Matzasi berokeach simin shin ayin al arokeach shakasa b'shein whatever that is. Rebak Shapiro b'Shapiro b'Inspires whatever. Call mitzvah arm lasu v'lo aso nischanach v'hil tzarach v'mach shehano. The heavy raya from that gemara minachas and so on." He says, and maybe that's Ephraim Zeh, some Chul Baruch Mekisei. Maybe that, you asked, what's the Makor of the Ramon? Maybe that's the Makor, right? Avot Tzorach Iyan. Because although that's what Rekech says, so why don't we do it by Tzitzis and Tzvil and Shar Mitzvahs? We don't find that people do it. Okay, and our Mezuzah and other things. And he says, because that's not how most people learn the Sugya. We said Rashi learned the Sugya that way, according to one Girsin Rashi. One day and one Girsin Rashi. And the Rekech learns it that way. But the Shach points out, many people learn Kedasa Tosas, the Ran, the Rashbo, we saw it, those are Rash, we saw this, who used to learn the whole Sugya differently, which has nothing to do with our topic. So he kind of leaves it as a Tzarachim. Oh, very good. So the Shach leaves it a Tzarachim. I don't understand why the Ramo would say this. So it's good, the Taz in Hilchus, the Taz over there in Hilchus, Bracha, in Simchot Beis, right, the Taz says, you make a bracha, and it's like the Ramos, and the ties extended to all mitzvahs would include candles too. But he says, take a look in the Ramos. You look in the Ramos, good with the shock.